Welcome to Durango Digs here on AM 1240 KDGO and 98.3 FM. Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce. Chamber information, simply go to durangobusiness.org. Laura and Terry with Region 9 are here in the house, so to speak, with me. And you guys are looking at me like you're so nervous. Don't be nervous. Take deep breaths. I told you before we went on air that this is no worse than going to the dentist. So you're so much more relaxed. And Laura, we've known each other 30, 35 years, something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
You have to get real close again to the mic.
Yes, we have.
And with that, I always say I taught you how to drive a stick shift.
Yes, you did. He made me drive up 8th Avenue to the college. And
I made you stop on the hill.
Yes, to show to make sure that I didn't stall out. I was so petrified. I thought he could have at least started on a flat area of the road.
Well,
but
we did.
No.
We did start on a flat area of the road to get there. And then I was like, what better way than to, stop you? This was when you were the news anchor at KREZ-TV way back in the day.
And Jack was my boss.
Yes.
So I couldn't say no.
You're like, yeah, sure, I'll do this. Well, now you are is executive director, CEO. What's your official title now at Region 9?
Executive director of
okay.
Region 9.
All right. And so Region 9, if I get this right, you cover the five counties of obviously Archuleta, La Plata, Montezuma, Dolores, and San Juan County, Silverton.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right, so I got this down. After 16 years, I finally learned a little bit. And what is the main mission of Region 9? I mean, I know my thought of it with economic development, bridge gap financing, but let's hear it from the boss.
So I think of Region 9 as we're trying to improve economic conditions throughout the 17 government areas.
Uh-huh.
So we cover the two tribes as well as the five counties and, of course, the 10 towns. And please pity me because we have a board of directors of 26 members.
You have 26 bosses?
We do.
Yeah. Wow. That's a lot.
Yes, it is.
But you know, is that because the geographic area that you cover and you have a couple people from each of the jurisdictions, so to speak?
Yes. So we have 17 government members and then 9 from the private sector, and we try mm-hmm. to make them geographically diverse. And Fort Lewis College is at the table. We try to have area businesses. We've had Pueblo Community College, mm-hmm. Southwest. Try to cover different industry sectors.
And then you also have loan committees as well, I mean, as part of it, because you do the bridge gap financing. And I always say if somebody, let's say, is starting a business and $100,000, they put in 60 of their own money, a bank maybe is going to do, you know, 20 or 30,000, then you might be able to help out with the remainder amount. Is that safe to say?
Yes, that's one of the things we do. Our primary mission with our loan program is startup businesses because mm-hmm. they're not yet bankable. So we will finance a business that is unable to get financing through a bank. And we can't compete with banks, so we offer the same interest rate.
Uh-huh.
But if you are a customer of a bank, we will always say go to your bank first, and then we will work with them. So we take the uncollateralized portion.
Right.
You know, we can take a lot higher risk.
Yeah, you take a higher risk, and then and sometimes a windfall happens, and you know that business matures and goes on to do great things, pays off the loan, and then maybe sometimes you know because they're in a startup business, they may not make it. But I will say this with the assistance and the help that you provide along with, let's say, the Small Business Development Center, their chances to succeed are so much greater.
I would agree. One of our first loan clients that you all may be familiar with is Mercury Payment Systems.
I've heard of them.
We gave them, yes, their first loan, and of course, they did great things.
Yeah.
Actually, our default rate is really low. It's about 3%.
Oh, that's all.
Yeah.
And wow.
Banks are more like 1.
Yeah.
But we've been so lucky, and I think it's because folks... Well, it's usually a smaller amount, but
uh-huh.
I feel like there's some loyalty because we're really working with them and being
right.
hands-on.
Yeah, well, and it's what a wonderful thing to have in our community. And if someone's, you get that, I've always wanted to open a business, you know, I want that entrepreneur. Should they start with coming in and talking to you, or is it the SBDC? Is it the, you know, I was over at the Chamber? Well, in all of your years of experience, what's your thought on that?
We always send folks, if it's really general, to go to the SBDC because the SBDC mm-hmm. can help them get ready for loan financing,
right.
make sure they have a business plan, they have startup business workshops, you know, just right. even the simple things like a business license, where are they located?
Sure.
You know, we just hate when a business comes to us and they're already renting a space and they haven't yeah. done
their
homework.
Due diligence, yeah.
And they're already... there's a lot of expenses already. Mm-hmm. You know, we just don't want them in that situation.
And they said, I've already burned through and I've yep. Taken out my equity line of credit while in my home and I'm broke. Help.
Right.
You don't encourage that. You don't encourage that process.
Right.
Wow. Okay. Now, so Terry, what hat do you wear with Region 9? I'm going to turn the mic there if it squeaks. Sorry.
I am the program administrator for Region 9, and I've been there for 13 years this summer. Crazy. And but I've been there for 13 years, and I started out as the office manager, but right now I'm doing their loan servicing, so mm-hmm. I'm kind of the aftercare person. So once the person gets
the
their money...
I like that. Could have used you after my 3 surgeries, then. Go ahead.
But I'm taking care of their loan payments and just, you know, if they have any questions about their loans and making sure that everything's collateralized correctly and perfecting their collateral.
Yeah.
then my other portion, another portion of my job is Enterprise Zone. Enterprise Zone.
Oh, so the Enterprise Zone. We are going to talk a lot about the Enterprise Zone coming up and here in just in a few minutes because the new changes with especially the Midtown area. Now, how many employees? Because I remember, you know, we all love Ed Moreland. So sad when he passed away because he did so much for this community. We named the, you know, Entrepreneur of the Year Award after Ed. And how many employees then versus now? Because you guys have expanded, you know, a few more. I know you're looking.
Yeah.
Sorry, Laura.
How many?
Six back in
yes.
the day, and now you're at 10?
So we have 10.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, we had, I think when I started there, we went from 4 to 5.
Uh-huh.
And I've been with Region 9, oh, my gosh, 17 years.
Right.
And worked under Ed. And then when Ed retired, was able to be the director, so I mm-hmm. so appreciate the support of the communities because I love this job.
Yeah.
And not to digress, but we are having a food drive for Ed Moreland Day, which is July 28th.
So
we try to celebrate,
celebrate Ed.
And it's an official state, not holiday, but he received a proclamation from Governor Hickenlooper,
yeah.
and we try to recognize that every year.
So, all right, so I want to talk about that. So you're doing a food drive. So what do people need to do? I mean, come by your office, or they take it to the food? Where can I bring food? Non-perishable, I assume.
Yes. So definitely bring them to our office by Thursday, the 27th of July, or you can also take it to Pine River Shares in
uh-huh.
Bayfield.
Oh, okay.
Because Ed was a Bayfield resident.
Right.
And if you want to just make a donation to the food bank or Mana mm-hmm. or some place dear to your heart, you know, feel free.
In his name. And then and you're located up in the tech center, kind of by where Coors is, but across the street, you know, to the north of there. It's all about, you know, adult beverages with me.
That's so funny. We've been in our new office, I guess, 5 years,
wow.
but we used to be by Ska, so we follow the beer around, apparently.
Well, that is, you know, entrepreneurial spirit at its finest. So, and you are collecting non-perishables, though, up through July 27th. And so make sure that if, you want to, you know, in honor of Ed, be sure to make a donation and bring it by. That's awesome. That is awesome. And then with your 10 employees now, you've definitely expanded and doing more. What is, you have the loans, the, you know, business advisory. What are some of the things that you might look back, Laura, with your, you know, 80 years of experience there. No, but and being able to say, I never thought we would be doing fill in the blank 17 years ago.
Ooh, I can say that right off the bat, and that would be broadband. So we did initially do transportation planning. So we basically oversee regional programs. So Enterprise Zone is regional. Transportation, transit is regional. Mm-hmm. So we work on that level. But at the beginning of 2022, we actually integrated with the Southwest Colorado Council of Governments.
The COG,
yes. And that's a long story. But there are 14 regions in Colorado, mm-hmm. and all of those regions have usually one regional entity, an economic development district or a COG. And we had both from 2010 till, for about 10 years, till right. about 22. And so it was just, we're too small, an economy's a scale. So we took on their primary program, which is broadband.
Okay.
So again, wow, I dreamt of doing broadband, I can just tell you.
Yeah.
But it's such a huge need. And
sure.
We have Shaq Powers, who's our projects manager, and uh-huh. he's leading that effort. We're also looking at regional housing. We are also administering the opioid settlement dollars for our
wow.
region. So there's a regional council, and they just completed a feasibility study that was just in the Durango Herald, mm-hmm. that article. The study will be released at the end of the month. And I love our region. I think it's yeah. unprecedented collaboration because
right.
all of the communities have agreed to do something big and impactful with that money.
Yeah.
And so we're excited that we're going to put all of the region's money into one pot mm-hmm. and try to address substance and opioid treatment.
Yeah, and also, in solving a problem and addressing an issue, instead of everybody doing their own thing in their own silo, you're like, no, let's have the biggest impact and bring everyone together and have that collaborative effort, and working with law enforcement and, Access mm-hmm. Health, all of those that, are here to make a difference. And, kind of falling under your leadership, I mean, I can just imagine, everyone, well, we deserve it. Well, we all deserve it. And let's do the best we can with what we get.
Right. And we want to be really cognizant that there's so many great programs out there, but our job is to be regional. So we want it to impact the entire region, not just maybe one community or one program that serves yeah. schools or, something. And that's really been our mantra.
I mean,
for everything that we do, if it's a program just for La Plata County, then we usually find somebody else to lead that.
Sure. Sure. Well, and then maybe another organization, or is it a chamber mm-hmm. in that community, yeah. or is it a economic development group? And again, being over the five counties in southwestern Colorado and the different, I'm sure, I'm going to say boards, but the connectivity that you and your staff have really give a good breath of what's going on. And you can say, nope, that's not in our wheelhouse, but I'll tell you what, Jack can do that, or, Mike mm-hmm. French with housing or whatever it might be. So where am I going with that? I don't know. Now I'm looking at the clock and going, oh, yeah, I got to stretch this out just a couple more minutes. When we come back, I want to talk about the Enterprise Zone and the restructuring of the boundaries and what that process was. If somebody wants to learn more about Region 9, I mean, it used to be scan.org, which redirects you to what website, what's the best website they can get information. Swing that microphone around. There you go.
Region 9. EDD.org.
So Region 9 EDD.org, which stands for Economic Development or something like that, right?
Economic Development District.
Economic Development District, which again are the five counties of Archuleta, San Juan, Silverton, La Plata, Montezuma, and Dolores. I capture that?
You did.
Yeah, well, that's at least I remember something, But and then, so do you have to cover all those five counties? Are you on the road every day, all of your staff, or what?
We do cover all five counties. We have a satellite office in Pagosa Springs, mm-hmm. and we man that at least one day a week.
Oh, okay.
And then we have an office in Cortez, and we actually have a staff member that's based out of there full-time.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, we drive everywhere.
Right.
We're having our July board meeting actually in Silverton.
Nice. That's cooler up there.
It is. It is. And we have one of our staff that's usually in Dove Creek every week.
Okay.
So, yeah, we get around. We pay a lot in mileage reimbursement.
I'm sure you do. Part of the big budget. Can you guys stick around? The answer is yes.
Yes.
Good answer. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to Durango Digs here on AM 1240. KDGO and 98.3 FM. Back in the field.